Hi, and welcome to Telecom Top 5, a series from ISE. On this series, Joe Gillard from ISE Magazine recaps the week in telecom news, plus new innovations and technology at the cutting edge of the industry, so that you, our listener, are always informed. And now, on to the episode. Today is Friday, March 22nd. I'm Joe Gillard, Executive Editor of ISE Magazine, here with the top five telecom stories of the week. Let's get started. AI giant NVIDIA just announced a new 6G research cloud platform with which they hope to bring AI into the radio access network. The company believes the future of 6G will require artificial intelligence and digital twin technology. According to a press release, the platform includes an aerial omniverse digital twin for 6G and other features that allow for simulating 6G environments to test and optimize networks. The U.S. Department of Justice filed a lawsuit against Apple for monopolizing or attempting to monopolize the market. This lawsuit, rather than targeting a specific product or practice, is fairly wide-ranging and takes aim more at the entire Apple ecosystem. The DOJ accuses Apple of business practices that hurt both competitors and consumers. These practices involve the App Store, Apple Watches, streaming, messaging, and other parts of the business. In other antitrust news, the UK's Competition and Markets Authority will be launching an investigation into a proposed merger of Vodafone's UK operation and Three UK. That is, if the companies don't find, quote, meaningful solutions to the CMA's concern in 5 days. These concerns are that the proposed $19 billion merger will result in higher prices for consumers and businesses and lower investment in mobile networks in the UK. Back in the US, the FCC wants to relaunch its 5G Fund for Rural America. If enacted, it would allocate $9 billion to expand 5G access to rural areas. The program was originally launched back in 2020, but at the time it was determined that the coverage map data was insufficient. This time, they say improvements have been made and are ready to relaunch. In new product innovations, Corning this week announced three new innovations to its Evolve product line that aim to speed up fiber deployments, save installation labor, and reduce emissions, according to the company. The stick-and-click multi-fiber push-lock technology adds to the company's existing Evolve portfolio, which was introduced in 2020 with dual-connectivity fiber products, and now adds multi-fiber connectivity to the platform. According to a press release, Corning's push-lock technology was developed by the company to help simplify installation process and reduce the hours required in the field. The company also touts a reduction in carbon footprint. Thank you for listening to Telecom Top 5. If you are enjoying the podcast, please leave a 5-star review on your favorite podcasting app and share our episodes with colleagues that could find the information we share helpful.